Three, moving on to public comments. This is the time where we accept comments from the public. I don't know, Christina, if we have identified any public commenters who wish to speak this morning. If so, I'll let everyone know who's desiring to speak or in the queue that we do have a limit of 3 minutes per speaker. We ask you to stay within that, and if there are multiple speakers on a same or similar topic, we ask that you not repeat the comments of other speakers. With that, do we have any public comment?
We do. We have one public comment at this time. We will allow this individual to speak. So with the name Jack Funk, we will now allow you to speak to make your public comment.
Mr. Funk, good morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. My name's Jack Funk. As some of you know, I'm the chairperson of the Retiree Support Group of Contra Costa County, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Retiree Support Group. And in particular, what I'd like to address is a matter that we have raised by letter to the committee, to the SACERA board, addressing the Bureau of Labor Statistics calculation of the rate of inflation in the Bay Area. And I'm not going to repeat everything that is stated in the letter, because I understand through my communications yesterday that that letter has been circulated amongst the board members. But I simply wanted to make a brief statement about this. The reason this is particularly important is that I'm suspecting that in January, when the rate of inflation is put out, it will be such that in all likelihood, all of the retiree groups will receive their maximal COLA allotment for the upcoming year. But the rate of inflation is likely to be substantially higher than 3%. And what's at risk is the banking of additional COLA percentages beyond what our retirees will receive. And so we have written a letter to the Bureau of Labor Statistics to ask them to look at this, because I think any fair analysis of this would show what a shocking development this is. The calculation is that the Bay Area has the lowest rate of inflation in the United States. And for those of us who live here, that just seems hard to believe. And I suspect that either the Bureau has changed its methodology or left out or missed some inputs. And we're inviting them to compare their figures with what was done in the other regions so they can identify where the error is. We've sent this letter to the Siegel Consulting Firm as well, because we do think this is a significant statistical anomaly and really needs to be addressed. And if it's not addressed before January, the BLS is going to put forward a number that's going to be maybe not set in stone, but very challenging to change. And as one of our members has mentioned, BLS is not without errors in the past. And in the last couple of years, they had a number of problems with the unemployment calculations. So this is not surprising that bureaucracy might make a mistake, but we strongly urge the board to make a formal request to the BLS to join us in requesting that they
re-examine. You're at 3 minutes now.
I'm sorry?
You're at 3 minutes now for your public comment.
Okay, I'm done. We are asking that the board make a formal request to the BLS to re-examine their calculations. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jack, for your input. You know, this is an informational public comment item only, so we're not authorized to take action on it. But I would like to suggest that, Karen, that if you can look at the letter and report back, at least as to what the process is. I don't know what the Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics has in terms of administrative process for how it addresses claims of errors and the like. I did, just so everyone knows, I did interact with Mr. Funk via email and suggested that the Bay Area congressional delegation be advised, since we have several members, some of which have seniority and are currently in the majority party, who might be of practical assistance. And I'm advised that those offices have been engaged, because I think that might be the most fruitful path for the retiree support group. I see a couple of hands up, Jerry and then David. No, Jerry? Okay, David.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if we could get some input from Siegel. So I appreciate that this was forwarded to them. Can we get some comment from them?
So it occurs to me, you know, Siegel represents a number of systems, right? And it sounds like the retiree support group sent a letter directly to Siegel. So, you know, I suspect, without knowing, that Paul or someone is going to provide some indication as to what their thoughts are. But rather than engage them and incur that cost, I think we're going to get the benefit of that, since they were directly outreach, David. At least that's you know, that's my thought. I don't know if Karen or Gail have any thoughts on that. Here's not. Okay. Any other comments?
No, there's no other comments.
Great. Excellent. All right.